Okay, let's say that again. Today's daf Lamed Aleph. We'll learn today's daf was chus for refuah for Leah Tehila Bas Daniela Tzipora, who's having surgery this morning. We are in daf Lamed Aleph and Bechoros. So we're on the top Tana Rabbanim. Still talking about the Chaverim, the elite group of purity eaters. Tana Rabbanim, the Kulan, Rashi, what's that? Special group. No, it's an elite status. Tana Rabbanan, the Kulan, all those that we listed in the Breiser, meaning a Chaver that accepted upon himself Divrei Chaverus and a Kohen and a Levi, Shechazru Bahana, they retracted. I guess they went back to their original, I don't know why they say evil, but to their original ways, and they're not keeping what they accepted upon themselves. Ain Mekapun Ostan Olamis. I guess we don't take them back. We don't take them back because we don't believe that they can stand up to the task. Divrei Rav Meir, those are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda makes a chilik. Im chazu v'matmonius, if they're doing their original ways in private, but outside they are still being nizer and divrei chaverus, im mekavanosam, then we're not going to accept them back because basically they're over on Ganeva's das. They're over on Ganeva's das. But if before Hesia, if they went out and they did their evil stuff, I don't know why it's evil, but they did their original ways before Hesia, then mekabel osam. Then we can accept them because they're going to be good full-fledged tshuva, I guess, to come through, and you can mekabel osam. It's just very hard for me to understand why there's this association of accepting them back. That's almost to do like with an over-avera. This is not an over-avera. I'm not doing anything. There's no avera if you eat kulin b'tumah. It's actually hit chumrah to eat kulin b'tara.
Right. All those things.
That's Ika d'amri. But it's from Derabanan. They're not doing an avera. It's not like eating chazer. Ika d'amri. Others say, im asu devrayim v'matmonius, if they did their original ways in Sina, right, then mekabel osam. Why? Because then there's no chil shem shemayim for Hesia. But for Hesia, ain't mekabel osam, because there was chil shem shemayim. But why? What chil Hashem is there if you just didn't keep, I mean, not keeping your word is the chil Hashem? It happens to be a machlokas between,
He's learned, I think, like
Tosos. Rashi says, it depends on what, with Chulan, it's a machlokas of what it goes back on. The Chulan is a dispute of what it goes back on. But even so what does it mean? So why would make it, for Hesia, if you're doing for Hesia, talking about Phil Hashem, for Hesia. I mean, I don't understand. And then they bring down, see over here, Rav Shimon, Bishuva, Bekorcha, Omrin, Benkach, Benkach, Bekabon, or so. Either way, you're a kabbalah them. Yishum shenem arshu b'vanim shovim. Return, you know, those who sin return. That's for over avera. And then the Rishonim asked, "Oh, how is this? What about the people in the Gemara Sanhedrin that says if you want to do tshuva, you have to do all these different types of things? You have to have here. It's just a kabbalah. There, you have to actually do a maisha. Well, what's the kasha? What's the connection? If you do an avera, then you have a real tshuva. If you do here, it's a kabbalah. I'm not clear on that." So Amar Rav Yitzchak Ishbar Ako Amar Rav Yochan Halacha Ka'osa Zug. The Halacha is like Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Karcha that we always accept them back with Rav Shimon Bar Shovim. Tana Rabbanan Barishona originally Hayo Omrim, they would say Chaver Nasa Gabai. The Chaver became the tax collector, and the assumption is the tax collector is an evil dude. He doesn't do it appropriately. It's improper conduct. So the Chaver turns into the tax collector. Dochen Oso Mechaverso. Right, and then so we knock him down. He's no longer considered a chaver anymore. He's not trusted. He's not a good guy because he's probably a gazel. We're talking about the tax collectors, right? But Pirish, if he now separates himself from the gabos, emekabonoso. We don't accept him right away. We don't accept him back, right? Chazru, and then Lomar. Afterwards, they said Pirish harei kol adam. If he's Pirish, he's like Chol Adam. So it's Machlok what Chol Adam means. Chol Adam means now he's like Chol Adam and he reverts to his original status and he's a Chaver. Now he's Chol Adam and he can become a Chaver if he accepts it. Originally they never would take him back, and now they're saying that maybe they would take him back. That seems to be a Machlok. So Yushalmi and Demai.
I don't understand what that means. Anybody who decides to take the concept to be a Bachelor, whatever the thing is, why would we...
No, so the Yushalmi and Demai says, Yatze migivaso and harei kachaber. So the Rishami says that if he leaves the gavos, he automatically reverts to being the chaver. He was a chaver, became a tax collector. He retracts from being a tax collector. He automatically reverts back to his chaver. The other way, in the Rambam seems to learn it, is that he's the chaver. Tax collector is no longer a chaver. We cannot accept him back. That was originally. He can't come back. You're not going to trust this guy. Afterwards, you say, no, if he retracts from being a tax collector, we will be able to accept him back. Not right away. He has to re-accept upon himself the different chaveres. He's the whole Adam. Okay, Rav Huna, now we're going to have a story regarding this. Rav Huna bar Chiya, itzrich le-shaita. So Rav Huna bar Chiya, the Chachamim needed to ask shailas from him. So the Al-Gabei, Rabba Rav Yosef, so Rabba Yosef came to him, Bicharba meo zuga de Rabbonan, you know, shades of Esau. They're coming with 400 men. Right, they say zuga, maybe it's 800. But Abba zuga de Rabbonan. Shama de Asu, so Rav Huna heard that they're coming, Katya Luhu, he tied and prepared for them, Arba Me'a Taktike, like 400 sofas or chairs that they would all sit on. So it's Arba Me'a Zug, which means 800, so why is only preparing 400? Well, maybe the Arba Me'a is 400. I don't know what the... Right, so 400 couches. Two on each? Yeah. It's a love seat. It's a sofa. Okay. Abraham Stadaki was so shamu at the end. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were coming to visit Rav Huna. They heard the Nase Gabai. They heard that Rav Huna became the Gabai Tzlaka, which is very difficult to understand. If the Gabai Mephis, it's very difficult to understand how Rav Huna, who was a Talmud Chacham, was going to be the Rosh Hashiva. One of the Pirushim said that they come to appoint him as the Rosh Hashiva. All of a sudden, he accepted upon himself to be the tax collector, which is by definition somebody who is not considered a kosher v'yasher. I don't know. So Shalchu Lei. So they sent to him, and they said, Zil l'chashay musay. Go after the chashivas that you decided to choose. You go kolatak, because we're not coming to visit you anymore. You're kind of out. So haji shalchu lahu. So Rahuna sends back to them, haji bay. I retracted. I have chazara, charata. I'm no longer the gabai. So Rav Yosef lo azel. Rav Yosef doesn't come back. He says, you're out. I can't come back to you. Rabba azel. But Rabba came back. Rav Yosef, why didn't he go back? Rav Yosef Amar Tanina Perish E Mekabonosa. That if the guy decides to no longer be the guy, but we still don't accept him back. Rabba Amar Tanina Chazulomar Perish Habe Huk Koladam. That if he returns, he's like Koladam. So, two things I have. Number one, Rav Yosef didn't hear about the second part of the Brisa. I don't know. Number two, was Rav Huna necessarily a Chaver? That Tamar Rabbanon talked about a Chaver who becomes a tax collector who's taken down. But what's going on here? He doesn't mention that they're coming to ask him shailas. It means he's a Talmud Chacham. Doesn't necessarily mean he's a chaver. It seems to me that I have this tension as to when they're talking about a chaver, when they're talking about a veira, when they're talking about just a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't, to me, it just doesn't seem to be clear. Maybe I'm just not fully understanding the concept. They seem to be different groups of people. That a chaver and amaretz didn't associate with each other. It was correct. Very sectarian, almost sectarian.
But
at those times everything was made around the food, so there seemed to be no socialization between the chaverim and which would in my opinion would be more the talmid chachamim and the regular people.
Right.
These amaretzim weren't necessarily. Is Amarati more necessarily a weak hole, like an Amarat or a bad person? They just didn't accept the problem themselves. It's different chaveiros, the list that's in the Tosefta. But that doesn't mean that they were bad people. They were Shomer Torah mitzvos. Yet still, there seemed to be some sort of disconnect in society between these two different types of... What? What, to separate in society to become more... I mean, yeah, but the chaveiros is lauded.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Now we have to, this is very, very interesting, very lemaisa. Tana Rabbanan. We're going back, remember we started this whole thing about whether a Talmud Chacham can actually check his own, who can check the Bechoros, how many people. Tana Rabbanan. Kol HaBechoros, all the Bechoros, they got a mum, Adam Roa, someone who's qualified, can check to see, determine whether it was a mum, whether it's a mum kavu, a mum over, chut shel atzma, mei shel atzma, except shel atzma. Rashi says, chut mishel atzma, she'in kolin rashai, Liro's mum shel b'choros of latiro. Kohen has the b'chor. Right now he has to give it as a korban. The Kohen himself can't check to say and say, oh, it's a mum. Now I can eat it because he has a financial stake in it. You can't, he's not believed. But, Rola es Kedoshav, he can check to see whether or not, let's say he has, I guess there's anybody else. If a person has, let's say, an animal supposed to be brought as a Korban Shlomim, he has it in his house. He can check to see whether there was a Mum Kavu or not to be podet, and have the animal go to Chulin. Point being is that the most times, if he has an obligation, he doesn't, there's no financial gain for him. Because he has to be podet and use that money to buy the Korban. I think that only applies to a nether, and that might not necessarily apply to an adava. Like Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, but that's the, I think that's the reason. V'es ma'asrosov. He can also check to see whether or not the meiser behema of his has a mum. Right? He also can check, he can check that. The nishal al-taharosov. And if he has a suffik tuma, and he's a buck in the halachos, he can determine whether or not, for himself, determine whether or not he has, the thing is tame or tahor. The reason going to be is that there's no financial stake in any of these, in these three things. So Amar Mar, right? Kol ha-bechoros adam roe chutz mishal atzmo. For all things, a person, for all the bechoros, a person can check, except his own. So b'may eskinan. So what case are we dealing with? Ilein v'chad, if we're talking about a chacham echad, mi mehemon, how would he ever be believed to check somebody else's? Right? Because we're going to see tomorrow on Daf Lamed Vav that you need three. You need three people. Mi mehemon. Ela betlasa. We're talking about three. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, v'chad mi mehemon lahat b'chor. V'afilu shalachayrim. V'chad nan tzlan l'kamam. V'perak kol tzulem l'kdashin. B'chor shen. Nismis eino v'nokta yodo oreze yishkot alpish losha b'nei ha-kneset. You need three people. So how would he ever be believed? So say, oh, they're talking about three. Ela betlasa. So it's betlasa. So you have the Kohen as one of the bezdin, so to speak. So why won't you won't believe him? There are other two who there are two others involved here. Ela betlasa michashidi. Who's going to choshed them? We'll give you a case where you see when there's a bezdin of three, we're not choshed somebody. That's none. We have a mishnah in Yavamis, right? You have the concept of miyun. Right, meaning would be that if the father died and the brothers or the mother give over the daughter to marry somebody, she can reject the miyun at a certain time, so then she has to go in front of the basin to reject the miyun. Now, what happens if one of those dayanim then marries her? So maybe he's chashed. Maybe he only said that the miyun is good, everything's good in order to get to her. Bahatanan miyana osha chalitza b'fanav, or they did chalitza in front of this individual yisaena, and we're not choshed that maybe he was mati her Shalokadin in order to marry her. Why? Mipneshu Bezdin. Because he's on a Bezdin. Rashi says, Klomer, Shalohayu Lavadu Sham, Ela Bezdin Shloshahayu Sham. Meaning, he can't affect all of them. They're all three together. The Gemara says, okay, you're right, Ein Hachanami, our case is the Olam Bechad. We're talking about Bechad. So, Bechad, but we said Bechad, you need Shlosha. He says, that's because the Amr of Chizda, Amr of Yochanan, B'yochan Mumcha, Hachanami, Yochan Mumcha. If he's a Yochan Mumcha, then he can paskin. So he's a Yachin Mumcha, he can pass on everyone's Bechor but his own. Because the Kohen who's passing his own Bechor is now getting a financial gain. Because before he had to be Machavit, now he can eat it, sell it, do whatever he wants with it. Okay. And then he says, Beroa es Kedosho. But he's not Kosha to say that the Kachim in his house has a Mum, and therefore he has to be Podet. Why? Right? Gemara says, the boy Mitchell Alayu. Because if he really wanted to get out of the Kachim, he just can take it, just be Machar Nebet. So Rashi says, the roes kachad, the second to last short line, the eino nechshad lomer al mum over to kavua. He's not chashad to say that a mum over is a mum kavua. The malo shakir, he's got a migo. He's got a migo here. Ha im hayarotze lahotzion lechol. If he wanted to bring them out and make them chulin, yochol asus beheter. He can do it in a murta way. What's that murta way? Vilishal chacham. He can ask a chacham. Vilitov becharata. He can have charata. Deaklish tos. Velomer tos beaklisha. He said he made a mistake. Have charata. Aval bebechor, but by bechor, the iulo akashe. By bechor, you are in makdashit, right? The hamirachim kadosh. Can't have charata on the kadosh's bechor. It's automatically kadosh, right? Lekla meimer hachim in action. That's why it's in action. So they say here the reason is because it's amigo. You have amigo, you can do it. So I mean, I just thought that. They asked the question that I brought down. What I said was that why don't you say that you would have to be podeit, and you're not going to be marviach at all. Let's say I have the carbon, get some mum, so what can I do with it? I have to redeem it with money. I have to pay for it. I have to pay the value. So I really don't gain anything by saying this is a mum over or not. I still have a financial loss by saying that it's a mum kavua. So that's what they ask. It's the question of the Marit Al-Ghazi. Okay, in the back of the Gemaras. Alright, it's a good question. I don't understand the answer. I think that's how I learned it to begin with, and apparently that's not the way the Gemara learns it, but they asked the question. Okay. So that, now, it's also believed he's Neman to sim the Mumim in Ma'asrosov, in the tenth animal. They took out, one, two, three, took the tenth one. Right? The E boy shoddy be Mumim be Kuli Adre, because had he wanted to get out of this to begin with, all he could have had to do is be Mito Mum before he counted them. Before you can, and now they're Bali Mum. I mean, he could have done this behetar. The Rashi says, Sode Mum Bekulu, they're dying in a Kedushin. Before he counts them, there's no Kedushin in the tenth animal. They'll have to meet them with the Kachin. The Harkach Yaser, right? The Meister Behemel Chal Al Mum, the Xiv Lo Yavakim and Tolo, right? Hilkach Enonetron. What you can do is you put a Mum in everything, then you do the counting. And then it becomes Meister, and the Meister of the Baal Mum, that we said Ben Tov Ra, it still has the Kedusha, but it's the Kedusha with the Mum, and therefore it doesn't get brought as a carbon. He gets to deal with it as a Meister Baal Mum. So had he wanted to keep that animal, he could have done it in a way. Before you count. That's what he seems to say.
I don't know if it's the most proper.
He says you put a Mum in your Eder before you did it, because they're not going to catch him. And yeah, I
just in that one or all of them?
I think we have to do in all of them, because otherwise you run the risk of a non-mum animal becoming miser.
Cool.
Right, you're putting your entire mum. So I don't think that's such a great migo, because you're kind of mummifying your entire tough way to. I don't know, but I also there's a gemara in Tamura on Daf Chavdala that says it's also a happy about mum called when she yotzu avir olam. You're not allowed to do, you just put a mum. I don't know, it's hard to. I don't understand how you do that, but it doesn't seem to be exactly the same. It is also because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be matil of mum in a bechor. Now the Gemara Tzmur says you're not allowed to be matil of mum in a bechor when it's in the rechem. But as soon as it comes out, it's going to be kaddish. Right? It's going to be kaddish. So it seems from here that something that is going to be kaddish soon, you're not allowed to put a mum. In. Over here also, you know one of these animals is going to be kadosh soon. One of them is going to be the tenth. So maybe you should be able to allow to put the mum in there either, based on like Gemara and Tamur and Daf Chav Dalet. He says over here, how can you put in the Eder? Because one of them is going to be Chalul of Kedushin. They try to make the chilek between the Kedushin of the Bechor and the Kedushin of the Meiser, because the Bechor is automatic Kedushin of Rechem, with the Meiser you actually have to do a little bit of the Meiser, you have to count it, so maybe it's different. That's from the Rishis Bikurim. I don't know. This one says that all this is the Zman HaBayis. But Bezman is there, it's mutter to put a mum in the Bechor before it comes out. And that's what we see on Daf Lamed Hey. Fine. This seems to be an interesting way. The next thing is, Vishnishal al Taharosov. And a person can also answer his own shalos regarding Taros. Tachazu levi me tumaso. Because, let's say my Taharos become Tameh. I don't lose them. So when I'm Tameh, I'll eat them. I'll deal with them. I don't have any. It's no loss. Rashi says, "V'nishal ataro." So the ain of chashid lomer of tamei tar did tameyos hein ma yafsid hachazi they be made tuma. So he's made tuma. But chulin kamayir the tuma. Only talking about chulin. You're talking about a person who's eating his chulin aliday kedusha. The tuma tameya lo chazi they be made tuma. So if a tuma becomes tameya, that kohen that he wouldn't be believed on. For a kohen to pass on his own tuma. He won't be believed because it's a big loss for him. It's a big loss for him because now you can't do anything.
Why wouldn't he be believed? If Chaim goes and says, okay, I passed this up.
No, he's saying that if Rashi says the case is, Lomar ala Tamei Tahar. The suffix, whether this thing is Tamei, he says, no, it's good. It's Tahar. So he's believed by regular Chulim because, okay, so even if it was, so had he not, let's say he says it is Tamei, there's no loss. He just eat later. But by Truma, he's not believed to say Tamei is Tahar. Because he's only saying Torah to keep it around. Because if he says it's Tamei, he loses it. And so this touches on the subject to one paskin his own shayas. So can a rav paskin his own hilchos nidah shayas? Can a rav paskin his own kitchen shayas? Because it seems to be from here that the only time you're allowed a paskin is if you have this migo. There's going to be no. Right. So they say penida. They say penida. Wait a second. The woman is eight echad and yisurin. So maybe. Suffer law, so maybe it applies to the husband as well, but maybe not.
I don't ask you why.
But it's not. I didn't do it though. I'm asking on some. The other side is I'm asking on someone else's actions. The Rav comes home.
I go eat in your house. Why? Because your wife has nemanis on it.
The Rav comes home. The Rav comes home, and his wife says, "I traced up the pot." Well, so right, right.
Let me see it.
So can he pass in that shaila? Because the eight after number is sooner. What she said, I traced up the pot. So how do you do? So maybe he's going to say, "Well, it's fine," because maybe you have you, because he's back there. So Tosas brings it down. Tosas says, "Tema the tshuva tomato lechazal kihelo lenema v'chem b'shakol lisa v'hetter." You shouldn't be believed. V'hetter amrina v'reish hadar haichu zerum lechazal inafshe. The case over there is a guy checking the knife. He is believed. So they go back. There's a whole to do, whole bruah about this. What you can pass and what you cannot pass. And the major issue that they talk about is hilchos nidah shailas. So some say. Some say the problem with Nida is that the two things with Nida. One, you can say, if there's a Cheska Sahara, maybe you can pass from there. But what about if she already is Nida and now she's giving, showing you a Mara? I don't know, you have to look into that as to what the story is. Where is it? I underlined it. Yeah, the Rash in the Goyim brings that what they said in the Hilchos Nida, in Masechet Nida, it says Shilta Ishto Shel Rav Nachman Haisamaris Dam Nedusa Rav Chisda. The wife of Rav Nachman would show her maris to Rav Chisda. So the fact that she didn't show it to her husband Rav Nachman, it's mashma that he can't pass it for her. Why would she show it to Rav Chisda and not to Rav Nachman? So if that's the case, why by Taharos is his Neman? So he says maybe she was Chalik, because only when the Isser is Kvar Chuksa, then you have to go to. Then and the chazik isura, and then you have to go to get mutter. Then you can't be matter for yourself. But if it's a dying husak isura, which in our case would be a suffix, then maybe you can't pass it for yourself. So maybe that's what the rash is. But they have a whole to do. They have shayla on the rash. It's a big shayla over here. Whether or not you can pass in the halachas for yourself. Okay. Hadulach ad kam isura chayavim. Next parak. Parak hamishi kol psulei makdashim. Switch. It's like in camp when you play like volleyball or nukon, you know, rotation. Bring in the next one. So you only brought one, so you had to take the Gemara. Okay. Now you have the kinds of the psulim mekdashim. Psulim mekdashim are, right, you have kachim that a mum falls upon. They're supposed to be converted to karbon. You get a mum. That's called psule kachim. It was their pasulak rava. What you have to do is you have to redeem them, and then their meat is eaten like chulin. But with the money, you go and buy another carbon. Okay, so kol psulei mekdashim, all psulei mekdashim. They have these animals that lost their status. You know, you have to sell them. The Gemara says, basically, you want to get the best price because their money is now going to be used for hektesh. So even though it's a bizayon, not necessarily for kachim, still. You can sell them in the marketplace, you can sell them in the butcher shop, and they can be shefted over there, and they're weighed by litra, they're weighed like with a regular normal weight, despite the fact that these may seem like bizayon, nevertheless you want to get the best price. Rashi says, except for the bechor and the meiser, why? Those cannot be weighed, they have to be sold privately, and you have to do some sort of comparative weight, not actually on the scale itself. Because their hana'a belongs to the bayim, which means what? When the bechor gets a mum, it goes to chulin, and the bus and therefore the owner has it. The kohen can keep it, do whatever he wants with it. He can sell it, he can eat it, he can do whatever he wants with it. So anything to sell would become his, and the bus or meiser also belongs to the owner. So therefore, since they don't require pedia. They don't require any sort of redemption. All the profit goes to the owner. So they weren't matya, the owners, to be knowing with them a min of bizayon and to sell them in the shuk. They still retain a little bit of that kachim status. But, Gemara says, psulei ha-mukdashin ha-niyasan lehektesh. But the benefit of the redemption value goes to the gizbar. So in order to get a good price, we want to go to the market. Rashi says, ha-niyasan lehektesh, imok no-san biyokin ha-niyas hektesh. Belongs to the hektesh. That's why you want to do that. But hanasan leviolim, third line, bechor hanasan lekohen, umochor basakol mishiritza. He can sell to anybody he wants. The Basar Bechor, Nechal L'chol Adam. The Kohen owed him Namav, and the Kohen gets the money. Well, the Kohen Kari Bailam Shah Bechor, he's the Bailam, he owns it. Which goes back to the topic we discussed a few days ago. Who's the Bailam? It's the Kohen. Right? Umayser Hanos Michirasu Biyokir L'Bail of Yisrael. Belongs to the Baal of Yisrael. Umishum Hanos had Yotos. For the Hana of a Rustam person, Lo Mizazlim Dekotchel Linog Behen Minog Kulin. We're not Mizazlim to knowing a Minog of Kulin. L'mokro Be'itlis El Beveso. You have to sell it in your house privately. V'yafo Pisha Lo Yikvatsu Aleim Ne'odam Kukach. Now it's very difficult. You're not going to have a market for it. You usually have the market in the market. Ein Nishkolim Be'litra El Be'omeid. You don't put on the weight. Whether you have to estimate, it looks like this. This one weighs this amount, right? Im Yasid Less Than Bo. We don't care because you don't want to do Minog Vizoyer. Okay. So, right, but the shoklim mana kenegim mana b'chor. We just said in order to weigh the b'chor, you take a basar chulin that's like a liter. You can measure it against something else. You can't put it on a full foot scale. I think that's what it says. The shoklim mana kenegim mana b'chor sheim yisol kachitach b'achas chulin shenisqa b'litra yochol lishkol basar b'chor kenegda. You only can weigh it compared to something else, not on a regular scale. Okay, I guess that's less of Yizoyim. Okay, the Mishnah had said, Kol psulei mukdashin hana asam lehekdesh. All psulei mukdashin, their hanab goes to the hekdesh. The Gemara says, Emas. Well, what are we talking about in the time frame? How do you get to sell this animal in the shop and get another hekdesh? Gemara says, Ileimod la'achar pijonan. If we're talking about a case now that the hanab goes to the hekdesh, it's after you sold it, right? It's after you sold it. Hanasan lehekdesh, hanasan lebailamhu. That doesn't work, because how does it work? The bailam has the animal, it becomes hekdesh. Now if it gets a mum, so what happens? I don't go first sell it, I have to be podit. I'm podit from hekdesh, now the bailam gets it, and then he sells it. So if it's achar pijonam, well then the profit that you make on the sale, that goes to the owner. Because he already was podit it before. Right? Rashi says, nothing. He says, Hanasan lehekdesh, Hanasan lebailam hu. Well, hekdesh did win. I had it go.
The profit can't be going to the owner.
I paid for it already. I had to redeem it first.
Right.
So step one, your hekdesh. Now I got to go. Now I want to make back my money.
You make back the original money.
Whatever I can get for it, I make back. But hekdesh doesn't have to go to the marketplace and
deal with
it. Right. But so how does hekdesh get their money? Hekdesh came beforehand. I was posted. In order for me to get this to the marketplace, I had to be posted. I couldn't take the kutchin animal and bring it to the marketplace. I have to be posted. Then I bring it to the marketplace. I told it in step one, I gave you hekdesh the money. Now it's after Padilla, so who's getting the sale price? The guy who was posted, the owner.
Not making money off hekdesh.
No, because I already paid for it. Ilemo la'achar pijono, and that's a problem. Hanasul lehekdesh, hanasul lebailamhu. Ella lifnei pijono. We're talking about a place where took a lipnei pijonam. I don't know. It must be a case now with Briggy. I don't know.
That's
my point. I don't know. So maybe. So he says no. It's talking about it's lipnei pijonam, and that's why the money goes to hekdesh. But on this is a problem also, because nishchatin that you can just shecht it in the marketplace. You just can shecht it b'kedusha haboy hamad baracha. In order to be holding a behemah mikdusha, the Kohen has to be marathit when it's standing, and you can't shecht it before the p'diyah and the mechira. You have to do this hamad baracha first. So honey chalaman damar kachim is beach loy b'chal hamad baracha. That's more fine. Danny calls my number, says there is no hamad baracha by kachim is beach. Elaman damar hayu b'chal hamad baracha like lemeimer. What are you supposed to say? How do you shecht it? How does it work? Yet the Kohen has to do hamad baracha first, right? Rashi says, "Hafay v'hamad v'aracha, the behemus in hekdesh eino niftus ela mechayim. You can't shecht it first; it has to be poled mechayim." That's what I said before. Diksiv v'hemi des habehemah l'fayah kohen v'herech osa kohen. So more answers. Ela olam la'achar pigeon. We're talking about achar pigeon. So if it's an achar pigeon, well, doesn't the hanal go to the owner? So the Gemara says, "What does it mean? Umay hadasa lehekdesh. What does it mean? The hanal goes to hekdesh." Sort of what you were alluding to, Mati. It's me ikara. It's talking about the original. Talking about the original value. So what happens? I was reading. So the cave is Sargul Lamar, Nikar be Italy, and Tosim Italy, and Nishkam Lithra, Tafe Uparik Meikara. Since the owner can sell it in the marketplace and get full value, he will be willing to give more money for the original redemption. So if we only told the owner, you can't sell this in the marketplace, you can only be able to sell it in your house, Well, then I'm not going to get a good profit. I'm not going to get a good sale for it, a good sale price. So what I'm going to give to Hektish would be less. But I want to have Hektish get the most out of it. So what do? We tell the guy, listen, you're going to be poded. But after you poded, you're going to have this piece of good steer. You're going to have this big cow. Go sell in the marketplace and get a lot of money. Since I know I'm going to recoup my losses, I have no problem giving Hektish the full value. That's what it is. Rashi says, Adami Kara, Kishahabailim poded also Miklila Miyada Hektish, and Isharis Lazuni be Ikliz la Akar Pidjon Tve Uparik. He's gonna give more because he knows he's gonna recoup it. Okay. Right. Because it's gonna come
back.
There's gonna be less out of pocket loss this way. You want to avoid the out of pocket loss. If you don't give him such an out of pocket loss, then he'll be willing to pay Hektish more. Because the same reason why the Bechor and the Meiser can't, because they still have a bit of Kedusha, and selling this Kaddish animal in the marketplace may be considered a Bizarion. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that all the Mukdashin are sold in the marketplace, and it's Chutz min HaBechor, Umin HaMeiser, Shani Yosem LeBailam, except the Bechor and Meiser, because there all the Hanover goes to the Bailam, nothing goes to Hektish. So Bishnah HaBechor, I understand the Bechor Baal Mum, that you can sell it in the marketplace. You cannot sell it. The iklus hudlo mizban. You may not sell it in the marketplace, but habavesa mizban. So you can sell it in your house properly, right? El a meiser habavesa mizban. But a meiser, how can you even sell the meiser at all? Batanya, we have a mishnah, we have a brisa, which is tomorrow's now. Batanya, the bechor nemar. The pasuk says, is right. The full pasuk is ach bechor shor bechor kesem. The bechor is lo tifteh. Right? You can't. You can't redeem it. The nimchor chai, and then but you could sell it alive. Ube meiser nemar lo yigael. How does this read? The idea is that bechor nemar lo tifte. The bechor says that lo tifte means that the bailim can't redeem it. But the limud is, like you see in the brayso, that after it comes to the hands of the kohen, that you can redeem it. Rashi says lo tifte. It says ach bechor shor o bechor eiz lo tifte. Umashma bailim ain't pulling also. The Kohen can sell it. So you can sell a Bechor. But when it comes to the Meiser, it says, Lo Yigael. The Eno Nimka Lo Chai, Lo Shochet, Lo Tam, Lo Bamum. You can never sell the Meiser at all. Right? Lo Yigael. Vayhu Chai, Vayhu Utumasu Yakodesh, Lo Yigael. It can't be sold at all. The Eno Nimkar. You can't sell it. So what case we're talking about in our case, that the Meiser can be sold, can't be sold in the shop, but can be sold at home. The Meiser can't be sold. So, the Havamina right now is that it's a Dindar Reisa. Right now, we're seeing in the Braisa that it's going to be that it can't be sold only in the Rabbanon, and there's going to be cases where there are Rabbanon didn't apply the din. One of those cases are so Hamilsa Ikshalei the Rav Sheshes Arsa. Rav Sheshes went to sleep having this problem. The Shanya Bikadmusami Braisa, and when he woke in the morning, he had an answer because he remembered Braisa, and he says the case is the Meiser Behema Shal Yisomi Maskin. We're talking about the Meiser Behema of orphans who are not going to be able to eat it. I guess they're too small. They're not going to be able to eat it. So the Chacham said, in this case, let them sell it because it's a Shavas Aveda, otherwise they're going to lose everything. Clear from here that there's din that you can't sell it before. The Meiser is only din the Rabbanim, because otherwise you won't have an excuse for this Hashavas Aveda. Rashi says, "She'ein yecholim le'ochlo kulo v'yasrich u'b'meiser ba'al mum kamari." It's not a Shavas Aveda in the sense of returning someone's lost object. It's you're preventing this loss for the Yishomim. Because if they have this big piece of meat, they're never going to be able to eat it. So sell it for them, so at least they get the money. So now, wild story over here. There's a lot to say on it, but it's a guy that says, so I have a difficult time figuring out what it means. Rav Idi Sarsia de Rav Sheshes having. Rav Idi was the shamish of Rav Sheshes. Shaman Binei, he heard Rav Sheshes give this answer, and Azal Amr Bei Midrash, and he went and he said the answer in the Beis Midrash, but the Lo Amr Mishmei. He didn't say it the name of Rav Sheshes. So Shaman Rav Sheshes Ikbir, Rav Sheshes got upset. And he said, Amar Manda Akitz, the one who like hurt me, La Akse Akbara, should be spitten by a scorpion. Rashi says they put him in needle. Nagu, right, he says, Manda Akitz, Mishu Aksin, Rashvenish, Lo Amar Mishmei, Taksi Akbara, Shamta, put him in Shamta. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, My Nafli Minei, why did he care? Why did he care so much that it wasn't said in his name? So he has the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, if he says his name Rav, Maidik Seed, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Agura ve'olecha olamim. I will live in your tents in the worlds. What do you mean the worlds? You mean in this world or the next world? You can't be in both worlds at the same time. Can someone live in both worlds, olam zeh and olam emes, at the same time? Ella, Amar David. David says as follows: Rishbono Shel Olam, Yomru Dover Shmuel Mipi Ba'Olam Hazeh. Let people, when I die, let people say Torah in my name. The Amar Rav Yochanan, which is weird, David saying this. The Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Shem Yochai, Kol Tamei Chacham Sheomrim Dover Shmuel Mipi Ba'Olam Hazeh. Any Tamei Chacham who they say Divrei Torah of his in this world, Siv Sosa of Dovos Bekever. His lips move in the grave. I don't know what that means, but I guess I think it's a simple level. It just means it's a big course. You say Divrei Torah. That's where some people say that, you know, they ask the Shiloh, you know, the Rav spoke about this Friday night, I think a week or two ago. You know, the concept of Log LaRush, where you have to stick your tittus in when you walk into the base of Kvaros. But oftentimes you have to spade them by the grave. If it's spade them by the grave, and you say Divrei Torah. Well, why is that different? Why is that different? So he what? What does Rashi say? Says it here? So he says to this, he says, I saw it, to Nitek of Real, says you're supposed to say Divrei Torah of the deceased. Because that gives him, yeah, I guess you have to say it quietly so the other people don't hear it. But that's a little different than the tzitzis. But it comes from here, because there's also Dovavos Bekever, right? So the Amr of Yitzhak Barzi'iri, Mikra, how do I know that the lips move in the Kever? But the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, V'chikech kayayin hatov, Holech lidodi lemeisharim dovev sivsei yishanim. So I guess there's I don't have a type of pasuk. He smiles like a good wine. The dovev sivsei yishanim. And how does he type the pasuk in English?
And your palate is like choice wine, my beloved,
stirring the lips of those who sleep. Right. So by dovev sivsei yishanim. Right, kichomer shel anavim. It's like the, I don't know, it's like a bundle of grapes. Ma kichomer shel anavim came into Adam Nogabo. Right, this cluster of grapes. One touches it, doviv. I guess it oozes out with the liquid. Af talmidei chachamim, so too talmidei chachamim came into Adam Omer bar Shmuel piv. Since someone says a memra in his name, dov asfos of a kever. His lips move in the kever. Okay, so that's the whole thing about that. That's the side point. The question was what? That what? Right, so how does it take care of the issue of Loi L'Rosh? Okay. So... No, he says if you say words in his name...
Let's say he's alive.
He wants people to know that it's in his name, so that when he does die, and when it's repeated, it's in the name of Rav Sheshes. So now, the whole thing was, Rav Sheshes answered the Shiloh based on a Brisa. That's what I said before. I don't fully understand that. Okay, so he said that Rav Sheshes had this kasha in the morning. He answered it based on a brisa at night. Says it's the brisa of Yisomim. But what was that brisa? Well, back to the brisa. My brisa. What is that brisa? So the sign, the brisa says, "Meiser behema shal Yisomim mokron so." The meiser behema of Yisomim, you can sell it. Pretty clear. That's the brisa. The brisa continues, "Umeiser behema." Let's say a Meiser Mehema got shechted, and you do want to sell it. Well, how do you sell it? He says, Mavlio ba'oro b'chelb b'gidah b'karnov. You can sell it, but you do have law, which means you kind of swallow it up in the price of the horns and the fats and the sinews. Meaning those things you can sell. You can't sell the meat. So you tell them, you're buying it for $100, but you're not paying for the meat. You're paying for everything else. That's have law. Right, Rashi says, Mavlio b'chelb the asalim korbasar. It's a nice little way of getting out of it. Huh? Sort of. So Micah Amar. So Gemara says, what's the Brisa talking about? So Amar Rabbi, Avaya says Hakik Amar. We just read it the way I think the Maskan is, but Rabbi says he read it Hakik Amar. Meiser Behema shall Yisomim him mokno so bavla. The Meiser Behemah of Yisomim, that you sell Bahavla. Meaning somebody else's Meiser Behemah meat, you may not sell. So the Gemara says, Michlal, the Gadol Bahavla lo. That according to Abai, it's Mashma, that by a Gadol, you may not sell Bahavla. So Meishna Mehadithan, why is it different than the following case? Do you be familiar with this case? Halokeach Lula, you're talking about the Shvius. You're buying the Abraminim and Shvius, right? No Sein Lo Esra B'Matana. You're supposed to sell the esrog dimatana. Supposed to give the esrog dimatana. But bisha ain't a rashai the local b'shvius, because you may not purchase the esrog b'shvius. The only one of the abraminim that has a shvius issue is the esrog. So you can't sell it in shvius because it's, you can't do schora with pay shvius. Right. So Rashi says halokeach lulav, because Rashi lokeach adam b'shvius may ama aretz. He can't take it, so you have to do the whole thing. You're supposed to convince the guy to give you the esrog b'matana. The havina, but they ask him that lo rotz alita lo b'matana. If he doesn't want to sell, give it to you as a gift, my, how are you supposed to buy the esrog? So amravuna mavli lo d'me esrog b'lulav. You do this havla, right? So why can you do the havla by the esrog shvius? And you can't do havla by the meat of the meiser. So the Gemara first gives an answer. Gemara says, Hassam, let's do it, you gotta help me with this one. Hassam, lo mucha milsa, hacha mucha milsa. By the esrog, it's not mucha milsa, you do the havla. Rashi says, why? Hassam, lo mucha milsa. Rashi says, mishum, the dumb of culling, because it's cheap. The eno nikar shevlilam balulav. And you won't be able to tell, it's a couple bucks, so you can't necessarily tell that it's do havla with a lulav. They must have had many more, the market for a srogan then must have been very different. So what? That's what, but really? I guess, I don't know. I don't know. Mishum the dumb of kalim, inu nipkash shehiv loyim b'lulav. V'l'hacha, by here, the meat is, if you're going to sell bones and fat and stuff like that for a higher price, it's clear to everybody that's havlah. You have to be, it has to be sort of, you know, believable, I guess. That's answer. That comes a rabba. Rabba says, "I'm a rabba." That can't be the case. We just had this whole shaila back and forth of law because we said that the gadol can't sell the havla, and that's why we asked the question from Esrog. It says over here that can't be the case because look at our brisa. Our brisa says, "In Cain, ma'aser behema traces him the lamali." Look at the brisa. It says, "Ma'aser behema shi yisomim," and then "ma'aser behema." If it was all talking about ma'aser behema yisomim, why does it say ma'aser behema twice? Ma'aser behema. So El Amar Rabba, this is how Rabba explains it. Haki Ka'amar, this is the Kabbalah of Raisa. Maiser Rahim, so you saw me, Mokhonos Okanarko. This is the way we learned it. The Maiser Rahim of Yusomim, in order to prevent the loss, you sell it in the regular manner. You can just sell it. Now, well, Maiser Rahim of the Gadol, but the meat of the Maiser Rahim, my Maiser Rahim of meat, right, Sheshakta, that got shechted, and I'm now not allowed to sell it, then Umablio Ba'oru Bechel Bagid of Akarno. Then I can sell it bit, I can sell it bit, Havla. Amar Rava, Mino Aminala. How do I know that I'm allowed to be Mati or Gadol to sell? How do I know that I can be Mati or the Gadol to sell the other pieces of meat, and I can be Mati or the Yasom to sell everything? Because it says by Meister Behema, Vahayahu Utmurasu Yekodesh Lo Yigal. It and its Tmura Kodesh, and it cannot be redeemed. Amos Osir Tmura. When can an animal do Tmura? When can that affect? That's Mechayim. And Amos Sayenu Nigal. When can it not be redeemed? That's Mechayim. Hala Akar Shrita Nigal, which means after Shrita, it should be able to be redeemed. Meaning I should be able to sell on the Raisa level, I should be able to sell the meat of the Meister Behema. So, Rabbana Nahu de Gazu, La Akar Shrita Atu Lipne Shrita. Just the Rabbana who made the Gzera. The Rabbana made the Gzera. So, therefore, I'm going to say that the Gzera doesn't apply, right? The Gzera doesn't apply to Yisomim, and it doesn't apply if you do it Bi, it doesn't apply if you do it Bi Havla. I want to finish more, but we'll have to stop here. Okay. Well, maybe have Menachem Torah pick up by the Amar Rava, if we could to get the flow by Amar Rava. Okay. Have it.